One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah. I remember a little girl who was deaf. And that little girl, when I laid hands on her, a little girl, I wonder how old, maybe, who knows, 6, 7, 8, 9, something, about this height. And there she just went under the power. Just passed out. But her ears were unstopped. And she began to hear. The next day, yesterday, they brought her in. She could hear a whisper. How can you explain it? How can you explain it? We can only see that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. Hallelujah. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Now he says to us, of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Oh, hallelujah. I like this. Then he gives us in verse 18, no man had seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, which is in the presence of the Father, he had declared him. Jesus has declared God Almighty to us. Hallelujah. You know, one time the disciples of Jesus came to him. They said, Master, show us the Father. You've been talking about the Father all this time. Show us the Father. We'll be satisfied. Just show us the Father. They expected Jesus to say, all right, are you ready to see the Father? And then they'll say, yep. Then he'll just raise his hand and probably just pat the heavens and say, can you see him over there? No, Jesus didn't say that. Jesus said to them, have I been such a long time with you and you haven't known me? Anybody who has seen me has seen the Father. If you've seen me, you've seen the Father. How sayest thou then, show us the Father? They were surprised. He said, don't you believe that I am in the Father and the Father in me? Look at Jesus. Nobody ever talked like Jesus. Powerful statements. You read the 26th verse of the 5th chapters in John's Gospel. Jesus says, as the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself. Boy, that just blows you away. He says, as the Father, as Papa God has life in himself, so has he given to the Son to have life in himself. In other words, he's got that inherent life. He releases life. He is the embodiment of life. As God Almighty is the embodiment of life, Jesus is life. You know, he actually said it in the 6th verse of the 14th chapters in John's Gospel. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Definite article. I am the life. I just want to introduce Jesus to you for a moment. Do you understand what I'm talking about? He says, I am the way, the truth, the life. Then he said, no one comes to the Father but by me. Hallelujah. That's my Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm so glad I'm not into some religion. I'm glad I'm in contact with the living Christ. Amen. Can I ask you a question? Jesus said, no man comes to the Father but by me. How many of you have come to the Father by Jesus Christ? Have you come to the Father? You sure? Alright, have you stopped praying? Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. Talk to me now. I know a lot of our Christians are still praying that. They say, Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus. You can't come again. You already came. You see, the day you were born again was the day you came. You came to the Father by Jesus Christ. Since you came, you've been in there. You don't go away. Now, you know, you think that when you go to sleep, you've gone away from the presence of God. All right? Because you're going to sleep. So you figure Papa God has shut his door. He's gone to sleep too. All right? So in the morning you wake up and say, Father, I come to you. Well, I do not come to him because I live in him. You understand? So stop coming. Because by coming every day, you are telling him you always go away after the prayer. Hallelujah. Now, you know, there are very little things that change our whole structure of life. Why do many Christians get sick in spite of all the message of faith that they have heard and that they even preach? Why do they get sick? Very simple things like this. Very simple things. The things that the Father can accept from you while you're a baby. But while you're growing up in the Lord, some things are no longer acceptable. How many of you mothers here would like your 10-year-old son to come and suck your breast? Come on, talk to me. You don't want him getting milk out of a feeding bottle. You can accept that. There's a time for everything. He is still your son, all right. But now he's 10. He's got to learn how to feed himself. You say, use your hands, boy. By the time he's 15, you don't want to cook for him. You tell him, fix your own food. Come on here. That's the same thing with Papa God. Yeah, you've just been born again a few weeks, few months. You get a headache and say, God, heal me. And it goes. You know? You just pray for someone else and, boy, that's a miracle. And you're just getting all these beautiful answers to prayer. 2 years now born again. You get a headache. You say, in Jesus' name, Father, he doesn't go. Someone else lays hands on you and he doesn't go. You say, I figure I better go to the hospital now. The point is, Papa God is trying to get you to understand it's about time you learn to stand your ground. It's about time you learn to use your authority in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to his name forever. You know, I believe in the anointing of the Holy Ghost. This anointing, you better understand it. This same anointing by which I'm ministering to you now is the very same anointing that Elijah ministered with. That's the same anointing that Moses knew, that Joshua knew. Are you hearing me? That's the anointing that Samuel walked in. You come over in the New Testament, the same anointing that Paul knew, that Peter knew, that John knew. The same anointing of the Holy Ghost that Samson walked in. And you have to recognize it. A lot of times, many of us don't know what the anointing of the Holy Ghost is. So some of us are asking for a double portion of the anointing. There is no double portion of the anointing. Listen well. Tell somebody, listen well. You know, we got 5 days, all right? By the time we're through on Sunday, let me tell you what. Oh boy, when you get back, they're going to say, I know something has happened to you. I know. Hallelujah. Sure. There are some of you here that are ministers. I welcome you in Jesus' mighty name. But I got something to tell you. If you just stick with this thing till we're through, let me tell you what. When you get back, Oh boy. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I've been born again for more than 30 years of my life. And in those 30 years, Jesus did not change. And I learned more and more about him. Like the Bible says, to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0902-969-2794 or participate in our online church at www.cebeninzone1.org on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Fridays.
Or send an email to lwrtransmissions@lovell360.com.